the Earth died.
Oh, that's correct, yes.
Those, I was going down the road with a tired team and a heavy load. I cracked my whip and the lead horse sprung, and I says, day, day, to my wagon tongue. Turkey in the hay, hooray, ray. Turkey in the straw, hoorah, raw. Hicked up a hack, tuck a high, tuck a haw, and he rattled up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Oh, there was an old soldier, and he had a wooden leg, and he had no tobacco, no tobacco did he beg. Said I, old soldier, will you give me a chaw? Said he, young feller, I'll be damned if I do.
English language, the wonderful idiosyncratic thing that it was, or used to be, before everybody started sabotaging the pronoun department.
Yes, they're really wrecking the old English tongue.
So yes, I was amused on the way.
The purpose
over
of language.
To the show and
I'm sorry if it ruffles feathers, but
sounds.
The purpose is to make distinctions, not to blur
I'm
them.
I'm very sorry.
So people can understand
sounds?
What you're no, talking about.
Sounds. The other makeouts.
Now just settle down and
believe
stop
me,
trying to
with
change
here.
The entire landscape.
But how did you make out? How?
Appease
well,
your
trip?
Pose
yes, really,
of
well.
Outraged. Indignity.
Yeah, I think when I came in, you were.
I was just
this
about,
world is not a nice place for many
it,
people.
What can you say except that those nudists were really nice to us?
Oh, they were nice. Those nudists were
naked
nice.
Naked lunch.
Well, we didn't. They generally put on their pants to have lunch, but.
They
yeah.
did?
Any pants
I don't remember okay, people wearing pants to have lunch at that nudist colony. But then I wasn't eating lunch
you
with them.
You wouldn't expect it. They were
my habitat was far from the center. It had down a long, winding path, and I didn't know the layout of the place. I would go the wrong way, end up where I shouldn't be.
But they were also quite striking in appearance. And,
yes, they were, particularly.
Were, you know how at Burning Man,
I don't shouldn't name a specific individual.
Shirt. And it's called shirt cocking.
No, I've never been
well,
to Burning
well,
Man.
A, oh, well,
ahem, ahem, ahem.
Put such concepts up.
We shouldn't put such concepts up. It's a regular feature of our show. Occasionally, it's fine. But repeating too much, well, as you know, they say, repetitio est mater studiorum.
Donald's fiancé, or whatever.
You know, in our regiment, there was a man named Donald MacDonald. And he was wounded at the front, and they had him in this ward. And the orderly came in. No, I'm not going to tell this one.
Actually, the unacknowledged parents of these minor cartoon characters. Woody Woodpecker's
yeah.
nephews.
Let's get to the bottom of this indigestible scandal.
How about
Woody
Mickey
Woodpecker's
Mouse's
been screwing
nephews.
Around Mickey Mouse
Morty
too, Donald
Freddy,
Duck, a Porky
no
Pig.
Doubt they came through the birth canal of Minnie Mouse.
Say what you like
anyway,
about Daffy Duck, but he didn't
Would
leave a bunch of
waist,
progeny and then
well
claim they were his
the
nephews and not his own sire.
But it's a strange fashion.
Of course, there was that one sense. Terrible incident
but
where
you know
Daffy was actually tried
human,
before the court of human of inhuman
so that
relations.
Happened, and we did a number of shows.
Presiding judge was
but
Porky
I
Pig on that
back,
so occasion. It's
I
in the cartoon The
Henpecked
Duck.
Great. It would feel like oh,
see
my
in that story,
like
Daffy
twist,
did
like
have
then
a wife, and
out,
she had laid an egg, and it was grip. Daffy's
no,
job
not,
to keep
right.
the egg
I
safe.
Barely move.
But unfortunately, fate had different plans. See The Henpecked Duck, a marvelous cartoon by Bob Clampett in black and white.
Of the layout,
I showed it on my show, but now we can't show anything. The copyright trolls have caught. Up.
So
we're not even going to do a show this month. We're going to have to restructure the whole thing with no
so
cartoons,
so
no monster moments.
Really
the robots will not let us show them,
but
even
but
if we have permission from the people who created them and gave it to us.
Jumping
so it's very discouraging, but we'll come back.
Everybody liked the show. But what I didn't like is having to be helped on and off stage like I was
the most frail
90-year-old in existence.
I'm coming here.
But I had the notorious Chicken John help me
get out
on and off.
Of the way.
great.
Performed with a woman who calls herself the Unwoman.
Oh, there she is.
She's
rather
cello,
fetching.
Which is a cello.
I don't know why she should call herself
hands. It looks something like a dulcimer. But she did it really great. And she
a damsel
me,
with a dulcimer.
Producing
in a vision
just the right
once
sound
I saw.
Effects, although we'd never rehearsed.
It was an Abyssinian
sure
maid.
With her.
And on her dulcimer
no,
she played.
Back at,
singing
back at
of
X-day.
Mount Abora.
We would be lucky to get any kind of an audio accompaniment.
Could I revive within me her symphony and song? Then to such a deep delight 'twould win me that with music loud and long I would build that dome in air, that sunny dome, those caves of ice.
But one
and all who heard should see them there, and all should cry, beware! Beware his flashing eyes, his floating hair. Weave a circle round him thrice and close your eyes with holy dread. For he on honeydew hath fed and drunk the milk of paradise.
Nope, they couldn't afford to make it. The little snots didn't get to fly in.
So. Or perhaps they were eliminated by COVID-19.
Perhaps, but... Well, it was, you know, one thing about a nudist camp is it's isolated. You're not in line with everyone else.
Isolated.
Mobility problem.
Why I not be early?
The compound, and there are all sorts of...
It is.
We gas station sandwich. Oh, dear.
We actually got that from... This thing
gas
is an amazing
station
thing.
Sandwich. Oh, yeah. I want one of those things.
And that's how... That's what we're listening to. We're
you can get great chicken at gas stations in New Orleans.
Broadcast. Yeah, Barbarigme Bluetooth.
I got some when I was there. Yeah. It was delicious.
Yes, the careful rites and rituals of the Barbarigme people.
You haven't lived if you've had fried chicken in the southern style from a gas station in the city of New Orleans.
Cisgender patriarchal paradigm with your evil humor.
I'll patriarchal paradigm you, young man.
Deep ends, ants.
He's got ants in his indie pendants, I guess. So
the ants in your depends are dancing.
In the pants.
In the pants.
That's Bishop Joey, ladies and gentlemen. Soon, the fabulous St. Stupid's Day Parade is going to happen on April 1st. You've got to be there. Be down at the foot of Market Street to buy the much-abused Valancourt Fountain. There at the foot of Market at noon on April 1st, St. Stupid's Day. And there... You shall see Bishop Joey and his myrmidons. Become one of them. Join me, I'll be there, as we walk to the seven stations of stupidity. It's a wonderful thing. You'll see the doggy diner heads being pulled along the street on a special trailer. And maybe I'll even be on that trailer. Certainly, Bishop Joey will. He's not good for the long walk anymore. Puzzling Evidence might hitch a ride on that thing. Wavy Gravy will definitely be sitting up there. It would be fun to be pulled along, as a matter of fact. Should I do it? But then that's like saying, oh, I can't walk that parade route anymore. I may be decrepit, but I can walk it. Yeah, I can walk it. Sure, I can walk it. Oh, I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana. My true love for it, you see. Oh, it rained so hard the day I left. The weather was so dry. The sun so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, another fire drill. Damn it, I don't like to leave the station. Is there any way I can just cut it off? I don't know how to... Oh, there we go. All right, well, we had a little bit of a problem there, technical difficulty, and now back to our round-robin salon with Bishop Joey of the First Church of the Last Laugh.
does something like that, but I always go, who is this Bob? And it's really kind of funny because they'll go, Bob, you shouldn't Bob, be on Bob. This page if you don't know who Bob, Bob is. And I'm like, I know who Bob is, and I spell it properly. And, yeah, then I was told that I was being too much of a Bobby hipster
by Bobby Hipster.
Yeah, by being so strict, it's like, listen. I take this religion nearly seriously.
Oh, usually they get dogpiled by the the older and wiser ones.
Right. Well, that
depends on which Facebook group you're looking at.
Well, I was looking at the official X Day.
The official X Day. There shouldn't be anybody on there but members.
Right.
They should know.
That's why I asked the question. Like, all kidding aside, how do you spell our Savior's name?
The
Saint of Sales name, and then somebody will type out the Saint of Sales.
Oh, that Savior.
Oh, I love it when they go.
Yeah, they're having a giant Dimetrodon sale down at the Museum of Natural History.
That was my pen name. If you'd ever really bothered to read it.
And I heard they needed two sand sifters down at the beach. Get in contact with me, and I'll tell them if you think you're going to be perfect for the job.
Well, there's two churches. The subject, at least two.
The Lurching Church of the Subject is suggested for mature audiences only.
Flash, this just is. Artificial brains control country. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not here.
Please remove yourself from the...
Call it AI.
Now.
And they make you remove yourself from the verification system.
During the show?
Yes, please remove yourself from the verification system.
I'm not going to take no for an answer.
How do I do this?
No. You push that big red button there.
No. Don't get pressed on
the other. The other big red.
That's it. Yeah, right now.
They're both pretty
different. I told you not to do
that. Serious, but
that one is slightly larger than the other one. But who cares who's slightly larger than you know, what are these?
I guess so. So just don't push that one. Boop.
So. Beep. What happened here?
As here, in this simple and ancient primitive ritual.
Is this a fireworks display or what?
The guy washes their car, cuts their meat, does something like that. But
I would love to have a dog yurt.
A Quonset yurt.
A yurt? Well, these yurts have to be air-conditioned. They can get mighty close when they're in a hot landscape rather than a cold one.
A hot yurt, huh?
It's kind of smell bad. Anyway.
How about the yurt?
It goes back to God.
The yurt.
I don't know that.
Let Hertz put you in a yurt.
Remember when... surrounded with Dan
Ault. Let Hertz put you in the driver's seat. Let Hertz put you anywhere at all.
You could,
by the hour, by the day,
next to the mic,
by the weekend, anyway. Let Hertz put you in the driver's seat.
Floating just a few sound from each of us from the surface of the microphone. Yes, that is the way, and that is why some of these, like the one I have, has a splatter guard, so people's aspired sibilants will not shoot squirts of spit out all over the surface of the microphone, with accompanying popping sounds.
Procter nuptias quas vidit sub
closer to the microphone.
Silet per diem universus. Nec sine horrore.
Hello.
At the end of it,
you actually would have learned something. Thanks very much. Thanks, everybody. Well, I guess the show's almost over.
Look at Nocturnibus Ignis.
I don't know. No.
Chorus.
No kidding. Thanks.
Egipanum.
No, I don't know who. I can't possibly thank everybody. So I guess.
How do you enjoy Cantus Cibiarum? Tinnitus Cimbalorem per Orum Maritimum.
We run a tight ship here, a closed shop. No, I know what you're thinking. No, we do it all here on the show. A lot of fun.
Capital ship too. For an ocean trip was the walloping window blind. No wind that blew dismayed her crew or troubled the captain's mind.
And, of course, not everybody.
The man at the wheel was apt to feel contempt for the wildest blow.
And it often appeared when the gale had cleared that he'd been in his bunk below. So blow your winds high, oh, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off for me love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away.
Here, under close supervision, you are allowed to see the manuscripts of all the original scripts of the show live on radio. And now we're going to bring you an exclusive look at how they do decipher those scripts. How they look closely with microscope and magnifying glass.
Oh, they have their scientific old pursuits.
Writing and expression in the amount of ink laid down on the page and the pressure applied thereon.
I'll be doing that soon.
Indicator of the emotion.
I'll be inking over at Dermophilia.
A whole bunch of other things. Just made
inking, I tell you.
Inscription.
And drawing.
You know,
it doesn't
know.
Script writing.
There's a worldwide conspiracy right now.
We call it the con.
What?
There's a worldwide conspiracy.
It means
worldwide.
Really?
Right now?
Yeah.
From Tom right this minute? Sparrow.
Conspiracy to go deal with that because we're the world's heroes here on the
did
show.
You ever think this guy is
the world's
great big blueberry pie?
Greatest donuts.
Did you?
And we're the last sugar dough grease salt eating people.
If it wasn't for us, you'd be fried like donuts. Like the donuts you are.
What? I'm sorry that we're so great this time of the
great
night. It's just the way things are.
A blueberry pie.
The extension
was we didn't seek it out. We didn't want it.
We didn't try.
We certainly didn't try.
You really didn't try. Babe.
Well,
we didn't try
much.
Not to fry. But
the piping hot batter.
Yeah, try not to fry this week.
And huge fluffy croissant.
Just keep going till next week, Suicide Man. Then you'll hear the truth.
The universe is just a great big smile and face.
Or
a laughing and a giggling way out in outer space.
But anyway,
the show.
So appreciates all who follow along with us in distant lands and foreign climes, the bright and darkened lands of the earth, and send us all your comments and letters. We welcome them as critical as they may be. Just don't send any more foreign substances. Stanislaw Zukalski himself actually distanced himself from this view, which he considered extreme and even somewhat crazy, which is amazing to be called a kook by the world's arch kook, or one of the world's arch kooks.
And collages.
I went to collage.
An all-analog musician.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, he uses only analog synthesizers.
And he only reads analog magazines.
Yeah, analog magazines.
He polluted the human generations, produced in the last generation of offspring dictators like Hitler and Mussolini and so forth, but rather some genius us.
Cool Hand Chris is the name he goes by.
Cool.
Anyway, but he'll never make it here.
He'll never make it.
If he can't make it here, he can't make it anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, you're no
right.
exception.
He was in a big fight in it to Wisteria.
So true. Well, you know, we've talked about holding X days and gatherings at Stang Ranch, which is.
Yeah, I brought that up to you one year, and you were like, oh, no, never.
Oh, I laughed. I'm sure I just cackled.
Yeah. Out among the red-hot rocks, razor-sharp cactus, and scuttling scorpions.
Well, and cannibal rednecks. And
there's dinosaurs that walk around your property. I've seen them.
Radioactive mutant rednecks, rattlesnakes engorged with venom.
I've gone to Google Maps.
115 in the shade.
I've watched the dinosaurs walk on Stang Ranch.
Is that like Pikachu or something?
No.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
Oh, my. What on earth? I think our transmission has been, interrupted. What's the story there? Why is it in such a pickle? Good heavens.
Thank you.
strong man represents the human sublime. The beautiful man represents the human pathetic, which was, in the wars of Eden, divided into male and female. The ugly man represents the human reason. They were originally one man who was fourfold. He was self-divided, and his real humanity slain on the stems of generation. And the form of the fourth was like the Son of God. How he became divided is a subject of great sublimity and pathos. The artist has written it under inspiration, and will, if God please, publish it. He is voluminous and contains the ancient history of Britain and the world of Satan and of Adam. That carnal interment or burying was of the elder date is sufficient to illustrate. And we're without competition, if it could be made out, that Adam were buried near Damascus or Mount Calvary, according to some tradition. God himself, that buried but one, was content to make use of this way, collectible from scripture expression, and the hot contest between Satan and the archangel about discovering the body of Moses. Loud sounds the hammer of Loth, and loud his bellows is heard before London, to Hampstead's breadths and Highgate's heights, to Stratford and Old Bow across the gardens of Kensington on Tyburn's Brook. Loud groans Thames beneath the iron forge of Rintra and Palambron, of Theotorm and Bromion, to forge the instruments of harvest, the plough and harrow to pass over the nations. The Surrey hills glow like the clinkers of the furnace. Lambeth's Vale, where Jerusalem's foundations began, where they were laid in ruins, where they were laid in ruins from every nation and oak groves rooted. Dark gleams before the furnace mouth, a heap of burning ashes. When shall Jerusalem return and overspread all the nations? Return, return to Lambeth's Vale, O building of human souls. Thence stony druid temples overspread the island white, and thence from Jerusalem's ruins, from her walls of salvation and praise, through the whole earth, were reared from Ireland to Mexico and Peru, west and east to China and Japan, till Babel, the specter of Albion, frowned over the nations in glory and war. All things begin and end in Albion's ancient druid rocky shore. But now the starry heavens are fled from the mighty limbs of Albion. Loud sounds the hammer of Loth. Loud turn the wheels of Enith Ormon. Her looms vibrate with soft affections, weaving the web of life. Out from the ashes of the dead, Los lifts his son, his iron ladles with molten ore. He heaves the iron cliffs in his rattling chains from Hyde Park to the almshouses of Mile End and Old Bow. Here, the three classes of mortal men take their fixed destinations, and hence they overspread the nations of the whole earth, and hence the web of life is woven, and the tender sinews of life created. The nature of infinity is this, that everything has its own vortex. And when once a traveler through eternity has passed that vortex, he perceives it roll backward behind his path into a globe, itself enfolding like a sun or like a moon or like a universe of starry majesty, while he keeps onwards in his wondrous journey on the earth, or like a human form, a friend with whom he lived benevolent. As the eye of man views both the east and west encompassing its vortex, and the north and south with all their starry host. Also the rising sun and setting moon he views surrounding his cornfields and his valleys of 500 acres square. Thus is the earth one infinite plain, and not as apparent to the weak traveler confined beneath the moony shade. Thus is the heaven a vortex past already, and the earth a vortex not yet passed by the traveler through eternity. First, Milton saw Albion upon the rock of ages, deadly pale, outstretched and snowy cold, storm-covered, a giant form of perfect beauty outstretched on the rock in solemn death. The sea of time and space thundered aloud against the rock, which was enwrapped with the weeds of death. Hovering over the cold bosom in its vortex, Milton bent down to the bosom of death. What was underneath soon seemed above, a cloudy heaven mingled with stormy seas in loudest ruin, but as a wintry globe descends precipitant through Beulah, bursting with thunders loud and terrible, so Milton's shadow fell precipitant, loud thundering into the sea of time and space. Now, Albion's sleeping humanity began to turn upon his couch, feeling the electric flame of Milton's awful precipitate descent. Seest thou the little winged fly, smaller than a grain of sand? It has a heart like thee, a brain open to heaven and hell, with inside wondrous and expansive. Its gates are not closed. I hope thine are not. Hence it clothes itself in rich array. Hence thou art clothed with human beauty, O thou mortal man. Seek not thy heavenly Father then beyond the skies. There chaos dwells, and ancient night, and Og and Anak old. For every human heart has gates of brass and bars of adamant, which few dare unbar, because dread Og and Anak guard the gates terrific, and each mortal brain is walled and moated round within, and Og and Anak watch here. Here is the seat of Satan in its webs, for in brain and heart and loins gates open behind Satan's seat to the city of God, Canusa, which is the spiritual fourfold London in the loins of Albion.
Anybody.
In fact, if you have the right to filter, I got this from Miskatonic University. It's kind of specially made for me. It'll show you that the ghosts and spirit creatures that are walking around a place like this.
Very well.
Here it is. Oh, wait.
Let's see.
But I'm not interested in the sprites or pixies.
Creatures that you're speaking of.
Yeah, anybody can. You'll get your sprites and pixies anywhere.
Very
Let's
well.
See what, oh my God! There's a triceratops walking right across the room.
Pixels and
oh,
pixels.
I remember seeing that.
That looks like a stegosaurus to me.
Look here, hold on. You have to hold it.
You'd never see those two together. They didn't hang out together.
Triceratops walking, children.
You were covering the lens with your. Feet.
I thought you were telling me to cover
That's
the lens.
The sound of a triceratops
oh, there's some
eating
a
children.
Stegosaurus so in the background.
That's the sound of a triceratops
eating children.
Walking children.
Yeah,
and children.
They
walking
are
on children.
On Philo's head. This is very disturbing. So.
That looks a little more real.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah, that looks good.
Of course.
Well, now it looks bad.
Triceratops and Stegosaurus never met, like Queen Elizabeth and Mars.
It's not possible to change it to back to English.
I mean, that's what's broken is the language functionality.
It's in French, no matter what I do, you know. You can get some of the special material
Sacre
in English,
mon
but
Dieu.
You can't get the movie
Jean
itself
Dossier.
In English.
Huh.
Yes, isn't that strange?
So, what about kill, kill, kill them all? Like, how does that
well,
sound?
I didn't follow it. I didn't watch the whole bloody thing. It was in the language of the frogs.
Now, Aetes was also a titan. He just lived among the humans for long enough
yes,
so that he
but he was a god
a
who preceded the Olympian
Caucasus.
God. It was for that reason that Phrixus and Hela flew on the flying ram to Colchis. But in doing so, Hela fell off the back of the magic golden ram and fell into the ocean and was drowned. And from that day to this, it has been known as the Hellespont, the place where Hela fell.
Rhodes is the basis of that story.
And so
what's the matter with this
sacred fleece
strange device
was kept there
read.
Yes, by the den of its many-eyed reptilian guardian who slew anyone who came by to filch it. Until Jason got it with the help of Medea, daughter of a titan.
For you.
Announcing the Count and Countess of Transylvania. Good evening, Count Dracula.
Good evening, one and all. At this time, the Ask Dr. Al show live on radio initiates ending its
Bobcast Day, on listener confounded Radio Valencia. Yes, we're bringing this whole cockeyed caravan to an end. That is, tonight we are. We have every hope of returning next week. But because of other exigencies, I must close slightly earlier than my usual time. However, while I am still present in the studio, I will play music for the listeners who may be interested. One can never tell. Then, many hours later, after 3 a.m., I will come by and pick up all this stuff that I have packed up and wearily take it back to my home and begin the also wearisome task of putting it all away, because it all has to go back in a special way, or else there's no place for me, your humble narrator, to sleep. It's all very connected. And surely, from the beginning of time, from the first iota of movement and sentience, which was to crystallize into the great brain of the universe itself, it was always destined to be. For this reason, and because this chute or ladder, snake or ladder, is preordained, it is also escapable as long as we do not know its twisting and writhing. Or so it seems to us. Perhaps you have a different opinion. But here on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, we conclude in a relatively tranquil movement. Although in the life of your announcer, enormous wrenches and hideous acts are to be perpetrated in less than a month upon his suffering person. To this, he does not look forward. And in the worst case scenario, if you will insist on carrying that liverwurst around in that case, it won't be the end, but the beginning of horrible events which will continue for the rest of a single allotted lifetime, however brief that interval may be. So we don't know, but before that is the glorious march of St. Stupid's Day Parade on April 1st, when Bishop Joey shall march, as he has for more than 40 years, to the seven stations of stupidity. It'll be a sunny and bright day, with no rain predicted. Fun to walk through San Francisco with a group of oddly costumed characters, and with the great float containing the three doggy diner heads moving majestically along with the marchers. Make sure you're there. Get to the staging area, the foot of Market Street. You'll hear the big beating of the big bass drum, and go and stand there with the rest while the percussion raises expectations and heartbeats. Then, at the appropriate moment, the parade itself shall begin. And so, what can I say? I have to put it all away prematurely. Take the time to do it. And time is a thing of dragonflies and angels. The former live too little, and the latter live too long. But we'll be back in some form next time, right here on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, for the next iteration of ongoing, interwoven, and interactive show. Please check out Reloadio tomorrow, starting between 9:30 and 10 p.m. Just follow the search word Reloadio, a word invented by the late performer and scientist Dr. Peter Goldie. And you might want to make sure that you view VJ Pussycat's marvelous video accompaniment, which is an extra garnish on the salad, if not, in fact, the flavor of the entire dish. And so, as we watch this somewhat depressing old film of mallard ducks bobbing and diving in the water, totally underexposed, so it's murky looking and dark, and then with lots of scratches and pops and dirt on the film also, a sad evidence of mortality. Yes, of things growing old, useless, and then laughably so, so one does not even have that small modicum of dignity. And so, so much for them ducks on the pond. As William Allingham wrote, four ducks on a pond, I think it's four. Four ducks on a pond, the grass verge beyond, a blue sky of spring, white clouds on the wing. What a little thing to remember for years, to remember with tears. Good night and good morning.
And I had a good time. Now was so lovely. Nothing to worry my mind. It was a dream. A dream I had on my mind. Well, you know, when I woke up this morning, not an angel could I find. Well, you know, I dream I played polis, and I played the horses too. I win so much money, I didn't know what to do. It was a dream, a dream I had on my mind. Well, you know, when I woke up this morning, not a penny could I find. Family, I had 10 kids, and they all looked like me. It was a dream. A dream I had on my mind. Well, you know, when I woke up this morning, not a child could I find. Out at the rain, well, I got troubles, well, nothing to ease my worried mind. I got double troubles, well, yeah, boys, I just can't talk for crying. My best woman, she loves me, and I love her too. When she was living, I declare she was so true. Well, yes, I got troubles, nothing, boys, to ease my worried mind. I got double troubles. Well, yes, I just can't talk for crying. Well, all right. She fooled me, and she made me blue. When she left me, that proved that she wasn't true. Well, yes, I got trouble, nothing to ease my worried mind. I got double trouble. Well, boy, I can't talk for crying. My baby fail. You know I feel so good. Well, I feel so good. You know I feel so good. I feel like Wally Jazz. Well behind the hill, you know I feel so good. Well, I feel so good. You know I feel so good. I feel like Wally Jazz. Bamba span, bamba span. She told me to let these women be. Said, Maine is your best friend. I said, are you telling me I done got wild? Well, to the way you women do. You've been trying to trick me, baby. But oh, yeah, the tricks have turned on you. I don't know if my woman joking or if what she trying to do. Now they pull me the right card and I'm paying just like you. I done got wild. Well, to the way you women do. You've been trying to trick me, baby. But well, yeah, the tricks have turned on you. I used to come from work. You had 4 or 5 cousins around. Now I got me a cousin. Since I come to town, I done got wild. Well, to the way you women do. You been trying to trick me, baby. But well, yeah, you know the tricks I've turned on you. Two cards in the deck. I want you to deal me 10. If you can gamble with the women, I'm gonna gamble with the men. I done got wild. I well, yeah, to the way you women do. You been trying to trick me, darling. But well, yeah, you know the tricks have turned on you. I got the Mambo blues. 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 I got the Mambo blues, but I'm the happiest man in town. I ain't got no gal. I ain't got no gal. In town. I got no home. I ain't 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 got no home, but I'm the happiest man in town. Mopping broom, I use. I got no home. I ain't 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 got no home, but I'm the happiest man in town. Place to room and board.